We're here this morning at Keeneland, a very brisk morning, but sunshine shining bright. I'm here with Bob Ellison, the Vice President of Racing and Sales at Keeneland, and what a great time of year, Bob. We're ready for a little bit of sunshine, a little bit of warm weather, and a little bit of horse racing.
Yeah, I don't have any problem getting up these mornings, Gene. I'm out here early because I want to come out here and see these wonderful horses that are going around the racetrack. Like you were mentioning earlier off sound here, that you know the loading chute's full of trailers down there for horses shipping in for the race meet. So this is just about the best time of the whole year.
Yeah, when you get to Keeneland in April, and things start to percolate a little bit, and the inner clock starts to tick a little bit faster. But I was talking to Ben Huffman yesterday. Boy, the first week of racing is going to be tremendous, but the fields for the Ashland and the Bluegrass look like they're going to be tremendous.
Yeah, that whole weekend of racing is going to be tremendous. That's all the stakes nominations come out. I think we've got four Breeders' Cup winners from last fall that are nominated stakes that opening weekend, and I know there's a couple more for the second week of racing. So yeah, it seems like particularly some of those grass horses, you know, 10 of our 18 graded stakes in the spring are on grass. Some of those horses in South Florida and fairgrounds want to come up here and get on that lovely green grass that Javier Barajas is growing out there for us, and his son certainly helps it out. But yeah, we're very excited about that. It looks like a full field in the Bluegrass, wide open derby situation right now, and I think maybe even the two-year-old champion from last year, Jaywalk, will think about coming back for the Ashland here.
Yeah, you know, you got the Ashland and the Bluegrass both on Saturday, that opening weekend, but you're trying a few new different things. Opening day, Thursday, you've got a little party in the paddock after the races.
Yeah, you know, we don't race on Easter Sunday,
right?
And never have. Used to didn't race on Good Friday,
yeah.
But we found our way to get that done. But anytime we do that, when you only run 16 days, you lose a whole day, and that's a lot for our horsemen and our fans who want to come out here. So we thought, why not try something different on Thursday and open up there and move the post time back to 3 o'clock, let folks work a little bit, and then come out, and then throw a party around it. So, and we got a new stake, the Palisades. Is kicking that off. Three-year-old boys going 5.5 on the grass, and I think we had something like 60 nominated to
wow.
the thing, and I'd expect that it would overflow as well. So good racing, good fun, and another day in the spring not to miss here at Keeneland.
Let's turn that hat around just one little bit, a notch. You got the two-year-old and the Horses of Racing Age sale again, returning to Keeneland. How's that response been in terms of the catalog and your excitement towards that?
Well, yeah, we went into it trying to be of service to our local horsemen. You know, ground zero for two-year-olds is Ocala. We know that, and those folks have done a nice job down there at OBS building that sale up in particularly the April sale. But you know, if we can provide an outlet to folks here in Central Kentucky who have some nice two-year-olds that they're getting ready. And of course, we start two-year-old racing for
right.
the country here at Keeneland. And back when we did it, 13 and before, a lot of good horses came out of there,
right.
including Lady Eli, who came out of there. So, I mean, there's some demand for it. We've got 72, I think, cataloged in there. And we've now just released our Horses of Racing Age component, and I think there's 86 in there. So we'll have a nice little wholesale, about 170 horses probably when it's all said and done, and some tremendous quality. I think there's a couple Tappets in there, three Warfronts. There's some dandies in there.
Yeah, you know, Woody Stevens always said, you know, when he got – he always wintered at Hialeah, but when he came up, he said the weather, the sunshine, and the conditions, but he said the horses just love getting to Keeneland here after spending the winter down in Florida, and I think that's a good sign as well, is that they're peaking, and they pick their head up a little bit when they get to this cooler weather, and the spring is starting to hit.
Yeah, I think that's right. And you know, this is also a little later than the first OBS sale or this week's sale in Miami, and that's another thing we wanted to provide, is an opportunity for horses that are coming to hand a little bit later.
Right.
You know, and you're right, when those horses feel that sunshine, feel that warmth, and start breezing on this, or you know, know, munching on this grass, this bluegrass here, they feel better about themselves and they perk up. And I think, you know, hopefully the buyers perk up too and they find their wallet and get after it.
There you go. Nothing like a couple of guys wanting the same horse, right?
Need at least two, right?
That's right. Well, before I let you go, Restless Rider, it looks like, is going to run in the Ashland, maybe against Jaywalk. And then you've got a couple of other really nice horses in there. You look at over the bluegrass, Signal Man, maybe be coming here. He obviously ran well here in the Claiborne Breeders' Futurity, was second. And you've got Vekoma now that looks like he's pointing here. So you've got a lot of things to be excited about.
Well, tell me who the favorite is for the Derby right now. I mean, holy cow, every single weekend we go into it expecting, you know, and I think there's still, Mr. Baffert's got a lot to say about it.
Right.
He's got a dandy bunch out there. But I think the bluegrass is pointing to a big full field of some accomplished horses and some horses, a lot like it happens every year. They're starting to come to hand now.
Right.
And who knows what'll happen. But if we get 14 in there and maybe a couple on the AE list, I'd be tickled with that because it'd be a heck of a betting race.
Well, you know, in this point system, it's so wide open right now. Maybe people are looking for points as well. And so I really think it's going to be a great opening week, a great meet always here at Keeneland. Good luck, Bob, and may the horse be with you.
All right, buddy. Thanks for having me here. All right.